Yeah. Well, I'll go back. Let me say this. Andy trains the guys to play all the different positions. So, in both sides, if you're only a tackle. You know, with that, you know, then it comes back down to your post leg, post arm, and how you use that and where you're most comfortable. In Donald's case, he probably has more reps at the left side than he does the right side, you know, if you really break it down.
What kind of things can a team do to improve stunt picked up throughout the season?
Well, we're, yeah, the Texans will give you a pretty good load of that. So the thing you do is you rep it, and we've repped it our camp because we do that too. And so from a defensive standpoint, so the players have seen it. Now you put it to use in a game, and you'll be tested this game here. I mean, they do it, and they do it well.
Last thing to me, what is it about Watt that makes him outstanding, and what makes him difficult? What do they do with him that makes him a difficult matchup?
Yeah, well, they move him all over. There's not one place he's going to be over and over. I mean, they're going to move him up and down the line, inside, outside. He's a good athlete, and he's a smart player. He keeps leverage, and he's relentless. I mean, he keeps bringing it. So,
is there a more feared or yet likable, dynamic player in the NFL than J.J. Watt?
Yeah, I look at it like it's a great opportunity. I mean, it's a great challenge to be able to play a great player. And I think from a player standpoint, you look forward to testing yourself against you know, what people consider the best. So I think that's the approach that you need to take, and I think that's how our guys will go about their job there.
Sorry, you coach against a lot of good players over the years. You ever come across a player quite like him? Maybe he's versatile, can do as many things?
Yeah, well, he does a nice job. I mean, I was lucky to be around Reggie White, who will probably go down as one of the all-time greats. You could put him anywhere, and he was one of those big guys that played about that far off of the ground and could go full speed to that far. Then J.J.'s got that same type of thing. He's not quite as big as what Reggie was, but he's big enough, and he's a good football player.
Whose job is it to? I'm going to assume somebody has to come to the line and go, okay, where is he?
Nah, I don't think that.
No?
Yeah, you can't do that. That's not. You just go up and you play, and everybody's going to have an opportunity against them, and then you do that right there, Bob. Then 93 is there, and, you know, 72 is, and I mean, or 75. You got a bunch of them. So you can't just you're not going to focus on one guy. That's not what you're going to do. Everybody's going to get a piece of them. They do a nice job of moving them around. Romeo does a phenomenal job there. So it's we've got all our guys have just got to play and do their thing. Yeah, I think Doris has done a good job of just continuing to up the competition. And then with that, you know, you guys are around, so you see all this. It's basically the same week in and week out. Training camp's the same as it was the first year. You just, you know, the guys kind of understand what they need to do, and I think that's important. And then it's important that they put an effort forward in it, and this group does that. So. Whether it's in meetings or out here.
Right, by now, do you feel like it's pretty well contoured, though, to personnel, scheme, everything is in a place where maybe you couldn't have it automatically?
Yeah, no, we've got good football. We've got good football players, yeah. And then it's our responsibility as coaches to make sure we coach them and do a good job there, maximize their talents, and then you roll.
Andy, yeah. There was an investigative report yesterday by ESPN. Mike Marks, the former Rams coach, said that Roger Goodell had called him and said, we need you to make up a couple of lines and say the Patriots were clean, the Super Bowl was clean. You've got a bunch of players, former people in Philadelphia, that think the Patriots knew a lot about what you were doing in your Super Bowl against them, but they shouldn't have known. And that the commissioner called you after that to ask if it was all on the up and up. What was that conversation like? And do you think the Patriots knew things about what you did in that Super Bowl they shouldn't
have? No, I don't think so. I don't remember that conversation. I mean, I talk to the commissioner all the time, but I don't remember that conversation at all. And no. Listen, I played him a bunch. maybe as much as anybody from a non. We played them almost every preseason. So I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel that way in the Super Bowl. I haven't felt that way in the games that we played them in. And hey, I always tell the players, I'll send you the playbook. We'll send them the play. Who cares? I mean, they got 500 plays in there. I mean, how are they going to figure it all out? That's not how it works.
You also said there was a meeting of 32 head coaches and 32 owners with Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft apologized after the Spygate. Do you recall that meeting?
I don't. I'm ex-offensive lineman. Been hit in the head too many times. I don't necessarily
remember Bill Belichick in front of all the other coaches apologizing.
Yeah, he might have. I don't know. He gets up and talks at all those meetings, so I don't know. I can't remember all that. You're doing a good job though on your investigative reporting. I'm not very good at all that. So yeah,
it's not my report.
Yeah.
What does that say about the league when stuff like this comes out? I mean, you know.
I think you know they're trying to cover all the bases and take care of business and make sure everybody's on an equal plane. That's all I think it is. So I don't get caught up in that. Let's just go play. You know, let's go play the game. That's all. Yeah, listen, well, he's out for the 10-10-10. We didn't do anything yesterday with him as far as on the field. So, he looked good out there for that. We were in shorts. We'll see. I think he's looking forward to getting out there today in pads and see what happens.
A couple more, guys.
Every team has an identity. As you start this season, there's a lot of players that have been here before, but new ones. Do you feel this is a confident bunch? They have a swagger. How would you describe an identity of this team as you start in this season?
Yeah, no, sure. I'm probably answering for 32 teams in this league on today, so I think everybody is pretty confident. And then it's important that we understand that there are 16 games here that we've got to play. So and you kind of develop as you go. Every year it's a new development. But I think it's a confident bunch, and they like playing together and that. So.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what drives you. I mean, you the demand to be better, and so with that comes that feeling, and then you got to go out and do it, and that's where we're at right now.